The hornbee. Not surprisingly, the sea has had a massive influence on the way of life here on the Great Orme. The sea has shaped the local community by influencing the way industry has been able to thrive over the years, from allowing local miners and quarrymen to ship off their raw materials straight from the Orme itself to the Victorian times when the sea was used to draw in an emerging tourist trade in Llandudno. But the sea hasn't always had a positive impact on the people of this area. Directly beneath us here is a cave called Hornby Cave, named in commemoration of the loss of a 240-ton ship called the Hornby on New Year's Day, 1824. On board was a crew of 13, two passengers and around £60,000 worth of silver. The captain was from Beaumaris on Anglesey, which you can see just across the water. His name was Wade, and he was in charge as the Hornby was confronted by a severe northwesterly gale. Captain Wade tacked the ship to and fro from the Great Orme's head to Anglesey as he tried to ride out the storm. Debbie Wareham, local maritime history expert here in Llandudno, continues the story.
After 4 days, the first mate said to Wade, could they run to Beaumaris for shelter? But Wade, being the disagreeable man that he was, absolutely refused and said,
I'd rather be at sea forever than go there.
Thinking that it was time to turn the ship, Captain Wade sent a man to unloose the jib. The man had no sooner got onto the jib boom then a thunderous wave crashed down onto the deck of the Hornby, throwing him onto a narrow rock shelf nearby. Now, the sailor who jumped from the Hornby was a man called John Williams, the only survivor of the Hornby. In the morning, apparently, he clambered up the Great Orme Cliff here and then wandered over to Llandudno and bumped into some copper miners where he recounted his tale. And afterwards, it's said that John Williams actually worked as a copper miner, and in old age, he would recount his stories for local tourists.
Captain Wade's comments about preferring to stay at sea forever were indeed prophetic. Head back now onto Marine Drive and continue down the hill, as always with the sea on your right, to the next audio marker where you will find a bench and an interpretation panel.